Chod Shabbat, there's a law that's called Megis or Agasa. That's the law that talks about stirring the pot. We're not talking about putting the pot on the fire. If you take a pot of raw food on Shabbat and you put it on the fire, that's Bishul. We're talking about over here where the food, let's say, is fully cooked already. The food is cooked, and he wants to take a ladle and he wants to stir it. Is that permissible or not? So the Shulchan Aruch says that if the pot is actually on the open fire, even if the food is fully cooked, it is forbidden to mix it. Why? The food is fully cooked. What can mixing add? It's ma'zi. It looks like you're cooking. Or if we let you mix it, you might come to stoke the coals and play with the fire. The gezerah of some sort. So therefore the halakha, a lot of times the people have the hamim. They put it in the crock pot. And it's there from before Shabbat. And on Friday night, let's say it's cooked already. And they want to go into the crock pot. They want to mix it a little to get all the, you know, the spices mixing and all the juices turning over there. Even though it's fully cooked, asur. The question that we have is the question that a lot of people do. On Friday night, especially in the winter, when the night is long, they eat dinner. Then they go to the Beit Midrash, they learn for a few hours. They come back at 11, 12 o'clock at night, and they want to have hamim. They want to have a little onik Shabbat. So what do? They go to the pot where the hamim is in, and they take a spoon, and they take from the hamim, and they put it into a bowl. The question is that considered hagasah? Because when they're putting the ladle in, they're mixing. It's true, they're coming out not to mix, they're coming out to take the food out. But maybe we'll say that if you're going to come to take the food out, maybe you're going to come to make hagasah. However, since we already explained that even if you make hagasah, it's only a sudra banan in that case, so we're not going to make a gezerah on scooping out to eat atu hagasah, which is only the banan in such a case. So therefore, according to the halakha, if the food is on in the crock pot, let's say, it would be permissible on Shabbat in order to take food out from it and put it into a plate. However, it would be forbidden to mix it. However, Akam of Ajah, Alava Shema has a bigger hadush, that if the food is on the blech, since that's not a normal place where we cook, and there's no gezerah of Shema Yahateh when it comes to a blech, so if you have the food on a blech or a electric plate, it's permissible even to make hagasah. Because there's no gezerah so long as it's fully cooked again. So od pa'am, off the blech, on the fire itself or in the crock pot, hagasah asur, but serving mutar. On the blech itself or on the electric plate, hagasah bedavar shememushal kol tzorko mutar. Because you can to serve.